Welcome back to the Two Ricks Neon Apocalypse, sponsored by the Church of Dim. How are you doing today, Rick?
I am well.
You know, I was just thinking today how important our mission is. In a terrible, terrible world where toxic religions, promote war and racism and hate and jack-in-the-box food and discrimination and genocide and ignorance, what does the world need? And the answer, I think, more religion.
Absolutely. Yes, I cannot agree more.
That is what we're about. Yes. And, you started the Church of Dim, the yes. Church of Dimensional Images, and basically, run through the nuts and bolts of it again, if you could.
Oh, for the first-time listeners and long-time send us moneyers.
Yes.
The Church of Dimensional Images is focused on kind of worshiping the creativity of humanity by communing, as we call it, with creative spirits who have, while they were on Earth, created interesting, personified themselves in various physical or intellectual property manifestations here on Earth. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Now, does commune mean that we can have sex with them?
Well,
like Joan of Arc, I'm communing with her. Can I commune with her?
That I don't know. I suppose that could be something. I'm not with the whole Catholic Church's concepts on sex, where, you know, hand sex bad, little boy sex fine. So I'm kind of thinking, you know,
I think they went the wrong way on that.
Yeah, if you've got a magazine with Joan of Arc in it and you want to commune in that sense, I don't see any reason for us to call that evil.
I don't think she made many magazines.
She might not have, maybe one or two. But no, but I'm thinking, like I have used the example of Mark Twain. Mark Twain, while he was on Earth, wrote a whole bunch of books. And we can get inside the head of Mark Twain and kind of come to understand him as a successful human being by reading what he has written, particularly his anti-religion books.
So you're saying I can, through reading about Joan of Arc, get inside her?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, another question. I know you're not prepared for this, so I'm not trying to nag. Have you made any progress on finding our Lord and Savior for the Church of Dim?
Not yet. The closest that I've got is probably Walter Sobchak from Big Lebowski.
Which you have named a saint, I understand.
Yes, Saint Sobchak, yes.
Well, that is fantastic, and I look forward to finding out who our God
will be.
Yes, and we will all worship him or her.
I kind of like the idea of having rotating gods that come in and out as they're needed. I guess that's the problem with, you know, the Christian God. What if he's boring or not appropriate to what we're trying to
do? You're talking about our Lord and Savior.
Well, I know, but maybe we can have more than one. Think about it that way. If we have more than one...
If I feel differently, can I branch off and then try to kill you in a series of battles to determine whose God is better?
I'm sure that would be fine. Yeah, as long as it's televised or at least recorded in some way. Because it's important that the world know about the struggles within the Church of Dim to come to an understanding. Because otherwise, they get this idea that religion pops fully formed from the pen of God onto paper. And we want them to realize that religion...
Why does he need to use a pen?
Yeah.
If he's God.
Well, and religion is actually more of a process, and it's a struggle. And, I mean, there's a great amount of documentation on, say, the Christian religion and how it became what it is today. And it didn't spring fully formed as a book day one on the Sermon on the Mount. It was pieced together as we are piecing our religion together.
So the Christianity began as an actual complex idea, many, many ideas coming together that were not fully formed, and it was this integration
right.
of all these multiple deep
stories,
ideas,
and
then it just today turned into, I don't like gays.
Really, it's pretty much it. I don't like gays, and women shouldn't be aborting fetuses.
Well, I don't think I need to tell our longtime listeners that we encourage abortion.
Yes.
But only up to 10 years of age.
Yeah. Yeah. After that, it's too late to pinch the neck, as my dad used to say. Yeah.
Well, you know, we are gaining new members every day.
Yes.
And we know that you're saving your 8% tithing. It is such a good deal. People are really talking about that.
Excellent.
It doesn't take the hit on their pocket, you know, as Christianity does.
Right. I mean, because a dime, you know, that seems like a lot. But 8 cents, who's going to mind giving up those 3 pennies
right.
and a nickel?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me celebrities who have not specifically stated that they are not a member of the Church of Dim? Can you
give some? Oh, yes. I have recorded a great many celebrities who have not mentioned that they are not members of the Church of Dim. Of course, Zach Galifianakis.
That's awesome.
Has not said that he is not part of our church.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
William Shatner.
Fantastic.
Also has not said he is not a part of the church. And unfortunately, I have not heard Tom Cruise deny being a member of the Church of Dim.
Well, you think he's playing in two pools there?
I don't know. I just know that he has never said specifically that he's not, and therefore he might be.
Are you saying that Tom Cruise might be playing for the other side?
I don't know.
Well, you better...
We'll find out. As soon as he sends us a letter specifically stating he is not a member of the Church of Dim, we're just going to assume he might be.
Are there any celebrities who have specifically stated that they are not a member of the Church of Dim? And I know Hitler was one of them, but...
Well, that have specifically stated they are not? No, not yet. We're hoping.
We're hoping Justin Bieber maybe rejects us as a faith.
Just think of how many we would recruit if we had him as a poster boy.
It would be like us and 4 million teenage girls on Facebook followers.
And about 1.5 million not teenage men.
Oh, well, there you go.
Which, again, we are totally pro.
All right, new segment on the show today. We'll see how this goes. It's called, Who Do You Think You Are? Who do you think you are, babies? I just had to endure 30 minutes of a crying baby outside.
Yes.
This is not a place for babies.
No.
I mean, I can't say exactly where we are. It's not prison.
No.
But it feels like one. And
it was made to feel more like a prison today, having a crying baby in the hall.
Babies are gross. They're rude. They're insensitive. They're needy. They're
loud.
Leaky. They're basically moronic snot wagons.
Yes.
And I have no idea what they contribute to society.
Well, we refer to them as the pupa stage of mice. They're basically slug-like creatures for almost the first year. They ooze about and they eat things, just like a slug.
And everybody praises them. Oh, it's a baby!
Oh, it's so cute!
What has that baby done to earn anything?
Nothing. Nothing. It's caused tremendous pain to at least one, possibly more, persons, and a huge amount of expense. They're a drain on resources. I think it's time to just stop having them.
You ever see a baby elephant? It comes out and on the trail. Already walk into the water hole. You're part of the team.
Yep.
Right
yep.
then. You
yep.
get maybe 5 seconds to
be a baby.
Right, to get adjusted to your environment. I don't remember what I was like when I was a baby because I was a baby, but I was likely awesome. I was probably like the most sensitive, considerate,
right.
you know what I mean? I probably changed my own diapers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, just if you're going to do something nasty, mom and dad, put a tie on the door, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave me with some ramen or something mm-hmm. and a sleeve of Nilla wafers, and you know what? I'll do my own thing.
Yeah.
I was probably self-educated. I don't know. I know that I probably wasn't like these needy, self-obsessed, mm-hmm. crying little buckets of
Things.
Goo.
Yeah.
So that's who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, babies?
Right.
Now, as mentioned previously... by the founder of the Church of Dim, and as always, we're so glad to have you here, that the first saint has been named. Mark this on your calendar. It is the Church of Dim's first holiday.
Yes.
How many holidays would you say the Church of Dim is going to incorporate altogether?
Because holidays are so wonderful and people really, really enjoy them, we're going to try and have one a week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because 52 holidays a year, we think is just about the right amount. And, I mean, we're talking decorations, costumes, our own little plays, everything that goes into a good holiday. We want that once a week.
And it better be federal. It better be federally recognized, or we will sue and you will get work off.
Well, yeah, it's technically a religious holiday.
It will be, because
every week, one religious holiday. And none of this Sunday crap. Sunday doesn't
count. No. Weekdays.
We're talking in the middle of the week.
And that brings us to this. Next Wednesday is St. Soapcheck's Eve.
St. Soapcheck's Eve.
This is when you do give a shit about the rules and scream at random strangers the phrase, "Over the line!"
Yes.
That would make next Thursday.
Next Thursday, of course, is
St. Soapcheck's Day.
Yes.
This is when you celebrate by throwing your dirty undies out of a moving car and you drink beer until you see your Vietnam buddies face down in the muck.
Exactly. It's an important holiday, one that we can all get behind.
Put it on your calendar. And yes, if your boss has a problem with you missing work on St. Soapcheck Eve and Day, then
Religious holiday,
and threaten lawsuit.
We will work on getting membership cards soon, so that you will be able to say, "Hey, look, I am a member of the Church of Dim, and therefore you are persecuting me for my religious beliefs."
Absolutely. And as soon as we get some of those tithings in, we'll get a slew of lawyers to help you out.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
All right, it's time for ad. We can't run this show without a little income, mm-hmm. So. Here it is. Feeling listless? Feeling melancholy? Do you have a corn on your big toe? Shut the fuck up. Does your cat give you the stink eye? Is your universal remote not universal? Are there too many channels? Are you afraid of tapioca? Shut the fuck up. Got a sharp pain in your whatever? Do you miss that one show they took off the air? Did they put pickles on your double cheeseburger? Shut the fuck up. No one cares. There are children with brain cancer and North Korea has nukes. So please, please keep everything short of catastrophic or fascinating to yourself. Thank you. This appeal to reason, sponsored by humanity. Shut the fuck up.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Thank you for our sponsor.
That's a company we can get behind.
Well, we're running out of time, so let's head right to the Dim Award for today.
Okay.
I offer you two evidences of humanity's decline. First off, school bans hugging, and the decline of civilization continues. That is the title of this article. They have, at St. Mary's County Public Elementary Schools in Maryland, banned hugs between children who aren't yours and children themselves. There is no touching. In case you want to know what inappropriate touching is, it includes high fives. High fives, which is clearly evidence of the demise of humanity.
Yeah.
Have been banned by this school system.
Excellent.
It's no hugs. I'm sorry, little Billy, your father died. How about an attaboy? But yeah. Stay away from me. It makes perfect sense.
I like it. Oh, you've fallen down and hurt your knee. Suck it up.
Right. But don't literally.
Yeah, well, no. Well, maybe.
And I offer the second submission from Think Progress. 5 Pennsylvania state schools now allowing guns on campus.
Ooh.
They will now allow students to carry firearms at school in these 5 Pennsylvania state universities. Cutstown, Shippensburg, Edinburgh, Slippery Rock, and Millersville. Slippery Rock?
Slippery
Rock. That sounds a little shady.
Excellent.
So what do you think of that? I mean, we're arming students now.
But you can't hug them.
No. No, you can shoot them. You can't hug them. And I think maybe we need to start looking at, K-12 for gun access as well.
Well, it's curious because no hugging is I can kind of see that because, we don't want people actually to make any kind of connection with each other. Keep everyone a separate unit so that they can be easily bullied by, whatever agency. Now, the gun thing, I wonder if it means it's now okay to shoot people at school. I mean, if you're allowed to bring the gun but not allowed to use it, that doesn't make any sense.
I imagine that little Billy, after losing his father, unfortunately, in the previous segment, will be quite shocked to learn that the price for stealing Legos from Billy Bob is ultimately a gun show.
Yeah, and what were you saying? I think you mentioned something about ultimate grade inflation. You piss off, Tommy Joe and give him a C he just pulls out his Ruger, and what do you got? You got an A-.
Yeah.
So I like it.
It's
this
clean,
is
it's easy.
Yeah.
It's clean and easy. And Tommy Joe didn't even deserve a C, to tell you the
probably
truth.
Not.
Hey, we're out of time on this episode of The Two Ricks, Neon Apocalypse. Thanks again to my co-host, Rick, and to the Church of Dim for their continued support and sponsorship. This is The Other Rick signing off. Have a great day.